He didn't like that he couldn't protect her, but she wouldn't have it any other way. She prided herself in her ability to fight and defend herself. On numerous occasions, she told him she never wanted to rely on someone else to get her out of a tight spot. She had to escape on her own. Remy understood her desire to be strong, but there was strong, and then there was team strong. He'd learned through Bud's training that no man was an island. You looked out for your buddy, and he looked out for you. With Mitchell so damn determined to look out for herself, she'd never mentioned the M word. Marriage had never been part of their conversation. As much as he loved Mitchell, and he knew she loved him, Remy was afraid she'd turn down his proposal, refusing to marry him, viewing the arrangement as a sign of weakness. He had some convincing to do to persuade her that marrying him showed considerable strength. With the two of them dedicated to their jobs and no immediate desire to give them up, the decision would be a show of self-confidence and faith in each other to get married. Or so he had practiced in his speech. But the moment had to be right. He'd planned on popping the question while on their Christmas vacation in the Rockies. The only thing standing in his way of leaving for the trip was this mission. An operation they'd been planning since they'd received intel the Taliban leader was holed up in this village, holding its inhabitants hostage, threatening to kill the women and children should word that he was there leak out. One brave old man who'd seen more than his share of Taliban strong-arming and senseless murders had left the village in the middle of the night and walked all the way to an American Marine outpost to report on what was going on. Within a matter of hours, the word was passed to all the right places. SEAL Team 10 had been given satellite photographs and been briefed on the buildings the Taliban had taken over.